Hello and welcome again. This is Vishnu Mahali and you are listening to The Vishnu Mahali Show. This is episode number 5 and in this episode today, I'm going to talk about how to know if you have a perfect brand name. First of all, I must tell you that this episode is linked to the last 4 episodes of The Vishnu Mahali Show. So to completely understand or relate to the topic of the day, you should also consider listening to those episodes. This is the 5th part of the series that I named The Road to a Perfect Brand Name. Alright, you have been notified. Now let's get started with our topic of the day, which is how to know if you have a perfect brand name. First of all, you have to be clear about your goals, your targeted audience, the sector or niche of your business, and things like that, which we have already discussed in the previous episodes of this series. If you have listened to the episode number 4, that is how to get brand name ideas, then you may probably have multiple brand name ideas in your mind. Considering that, now I'll put everything in a list format of questions that you can answer to verify that you have chosen a perfect brand name, or you can decide which one to choose from your list of brand name ideas. Okay, here you go. Number 1. What is the goal of your business or brand? If your business goals or whatever you want to achieve with your brand are clear, then it helps a lot to verify if your brand name is a good one or not. It will also help you to filter out the brand name ideas that you have in your mind. For example, if you are building a business for the sports industry, then you may want the brand name to sound sporty, or at least you will not want it to sound like a detergent company. Your sector or niche can help you put some prefix or suffix to create brand names that will sound like exactly the way you want. And this prefix or suffix will also allow you to filter out the brand name ideas if you have a long list of brand names, which is directly related to the goals of your businesses or brand. So be clear about it and ask yourself, is the name justifying your business or the work you do? Number 2. Who are your targeted audience? Almost like the last question, this question will allow you to choose a name which people can personally relate to. For example, recently I got to know about a business called WeWork on Twitter. They provide office space for the people who work. So their targeted audience is those who work and need office space. And knowing about their targeted audience helped them to choose this brand name for their business. Similarly, it can help you to choose your perfect brand name. By the way, a full disclosure here that this episode is not sponsored by them and I have no business relationship with them. Number 3. Will this be a good name in the long run? Now this one is easier to answer, but please spend some time answering this question. It always feels okay at the beginning and later we start to doubt it. So please invest some time on it and be patient to answer this one. You can also take help of your family, friends or colleagues. Number 4. Is the name unique or similar to someone else? Sometimes it might help to have a similar brand name with other big brands, but mostly it won't. So verify if your name is unique or not. Does it sound similar to any other brand? If yes, choose a different name. A big example of this is Airtel and Aircel. And above all, please do not use any copyright or trademark names. We have already discussed it on the first episode of this series, which is episode number 3. Number 5. Does it have a verb potential? Having a verb potential in your brand name is the most valuable thing according to me. For doing this, your name must not have any meaning and easier to say or pronounce. Verb potential is basically the potential of people using your brand name as a verb in their conversations. And one of the biggest example of this is Google. I mean, when did you last time say someone search on the internet? Honestly, I can't even remember. Why? Because we have replaced that sentence with Google. We use it as a verb in our daily life, which makes Google even more popular and dominating. Now, if you think this happened because of the monopoly or domination of Google, then it's not true. Let me give you an example of an Indian brand, and that is Paytm. You will often hear people using this name as a verb in India, and it's very common here. So the point is, you don't need to be a giant company like Google to use the power of verb potential. You only have to be unique and your name should have a verb potential. Number 6. Is your brand name available on all your social media as usernames? I have already talked about the importance of having similar username across all your social media accounts, and trust me, it's hard to get. Still, you have to try it. Please do not underestimate the power of social media when it comes to marketing. Pay attention to it. Number 7. Does it have a keyword in it? This is not an important one, but still, if your brand name doesn't have a verb potential, then having a keyword in it can be an advantage. Needless to say that the keyword should be related to your business. A high search volume keyword with low competition can be a gem. Do some research and include an awesome keyword to your brand name. Number 8. Is it short and simple, easy to remember, and not confusing? We have already talked about it in episode number 3, so I'll keep it short here. Just make sure your brand name is simple and easy to remember. Do not use confusing spells, and yes, keep it short. However, if you are using alliteration, then it might be okay to have a slightly longer name. To know more about this, listen to the previous episode. Number 9. Is the .com domain available? Again, we have already discussed it. Having a .com domain automatically makes your brand name unique, thus perfect. Yes, there are exceptions to it, and we have talked about it in detail in the previous episodes, so I'm not going to repeat that again. Number 10. Is it too narrow in terms of sector or niche? If you are planning to expand your business in the future, then you might not want to have a brand name which is too narrow in terms of niche or sector. For example, ITC was a tobacco company, and we know that they make a lot of different products as sub-brands. The full name of ITC is Imperial Tobacco Company, which is too narrow to be used for other purposes. Thus, they have sub-brands. But you can avoid this kind of situation by not having a brand name which is too narrow in terms of sector or niche. Number 11. Does it contain numbers? We have already discussed it in episode number 3, so no more commentary here. Just avoid numbers in your brand name. Number 12. Is it your personal name? If your business is niche-centric or focuses on a particular sector, then having your personal name as a brand name doesn't make much sense. However, it's okay to use it. But please consider the consequences of having your personal name as a brand name. We have discussed it in detail in episode number 3 and 4, so if you are interested, feel free to listen to that episode. If you feel okay with it, then go for it. If not, better invest some more time to find a perfect brand name. Alright, that was it for today, guys. Please consider subscribing to this podcast wherever you're listening, and please do follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at It's Vishnu Mahali. I will see you in the next episode. Till then, keep learning, keep growing. Bye-bye.